How's the English homework coming, Balky?
Oh, it's coming along real good. Well, paint me gold and call me Oscar. I thought you said you'd never eat me Persian food again after you found out I make my shoe fly pie with real shoes and real flies.
This is my Persian food?
Yes, it's moon chados sticky chicky busy buzz buzz.
Moon chados sticky chicky buzzy buzz?
That means honey glazed chicken.
That's all this is? Honey glazed chicken?
That's all it is.
Well, it's terrific.
Yeah, the secret is to cut the sweetness of the honey with the tartness of yak bile.
Oh, Larry, I have to talk to you.
Well, Jennifer, what's wrong?
I have terrible news. My mother's coming to town and she wants to meet you.
Well, Jennifer, I'd love to meet your mother.
But, Larry, you don't understand. Mother doesn't think anyone is good enough for me.
Well, then she like Cousin Larry. He don't think he's good enough for you either.
Balky, you're not helping.
Well,
Larry, I'd marry you even if Mother didn't like you, but it would be so much better if she did. Then I wouldn't have to defend you all the time.
Jennifer, don't worry. You forget I'm a reporter, a wordsmith, a weaver of verbal magic. I'll make your mother think I'm the most wonderful guy in the world. Then we'll be married, and the truth won't matter.
Well, you're right. I mean, what was I so worried about? Oh, Larry, what could Mother possibly find wrong with you? I mean, you're not at all like the other men I used to date. You're not always stopping to sign autographs like the baseball player. Not always being called away like the heart surgeon. Not always being summoned to the White House like the congressman.
She's not always lugging that Heisman Trophy around like the football player.
Larry, I feel much better.
Now, don't worry. Your mother is gonna love me.
Bye, Larry.
Bye-bye.
Balky, what am I gonna do? Her mother hated a congressman. Why did you do that?
Cousin, I had no choice. You know how these things always end? You jump to absurd conclusions. You paint an outlandish picture of what your life would be like. You get hysterical. You start to hyperventilate. And then who has to slap you and just bring you back to reality? I do. Well, tonight, I don't have time for the full-length version. I've got participles dangling over there, so I just cut to the chase.
Balky, don't you see what's happening here?
Cousin, don't make me do this.
Balky, her mother hated a big league ball player. I didn't get a hit in 3 years of Little League.
Listen, I'm gonna... Just don't think I'll do this.
I am doomed. I don't have a prayer. A prayer! That's it! I'll become a priest! All the world loves a priest! No, that's not it. All the world loves a clown! I'll become a clown! You're right. I should have listened when you slapped me the first time.
Oh, bo. Abdotoniki, babastiki, bartachmuki, galibiliki, halibaluki, putoniki,
Bartokomist, I told you before, all letters from my ex-wife are supposed to be filed here.
I'm sorry, Mr. Goldplay. I never would have guessed it was from your ex-wife. Usually her letters come through the window tied to a brick. I better get that. Cousin Larry's upstairs with his friends in the sports department. Hello, Cousin Larry Appleton's desk. Oh, hi, Jennifer. No, Cousin Larry's not here. I don't know why he's never around when your life is falling apart. Oh. Okay. Okay, I'll tell him. Bye.
Bad news for Appleton? I love bad news.
Well, then you're in for a treat. Jennifer's mother is coming to town earlier than expected, and so Cousin Larry has to have dinner with them tonight instead of Thursday, and I hope he don't get too upset. He don't adjust to change very well.
Well, if you were any kind of sports department, you'd give more coverage to American gladiators.
Hey, Appleton, your girlfriend called. You two are having dinner with her mother tonight.
Tonight? Tonight? Listen, listen. Are you all right?
Well, of course he's all right. He landed on his head.
I think I'm all right. Ow.
Oh, so where does it hurt?
Who are you?
Cousin, do you remember me?
I don't remember anything.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Then you owe me 20 bucks. I'll just take it out of your wallet.
Mr. Cosby, this is no time to discuss Cousin Larry's debits. I'll have to get him to the hospital.
Well, hold it. Oh, come on. I can get to the hospital myself. How do I get out of here?
Oh, Cousin. I'll take you to the hospital myself. Oh. Where did you say it hurt?
Well, I...
Is your headache gone?
Yes.
Okay. Your name is Cousin Larry Appleton. Cousin Larry Appleton. Now you.
My name is Cousin Larry Appleton.
Relax the jaw. Relax the jaw.
Cousin Larry Appleton. Cousin Larry Appleton.
Hello. My name is Cousin Larry Appleton.
Hello. My name is Cousin Larry Appleton.
How are you?
Fine. No. You'd think my own name would sound familiar.
Well, Cousin, don't worry about it. The doctor said your own memory will come back in just a few hours. He x-rayed your head and found nothing. He said you're fine. You're just fine. You've never been better, except you don't know who you are from a hole in the ground.
My name is Cousin Larry Appleton.
And relaxing the jaw.
My name is Cousin Larry Appleton.
Hello.
Hello. My name is Cousin Larry Appleton.
How are you?
Fine.
No.
I know my name, but I don't know anything else. I don't know where I live or where I work. I mean, tell me about me.
Oh, where does one begin? You were born in Madison, Wisconsin. You live in this apartment. I'm your best friend. You work at the Chicago Chronicle, and when you think no one is listening, you gargle to the tune of Moon River.
I gargle to the tune of Moon River?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I think I'm starting to remember. Do we work with a man named Mr. Porkley? Mr. Headley?
No, just the name.
Mr. Gorpley.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm Larry Appleton?
Yes.
And this is our apartment in
your
balcony.
Yes. Oh, Cousin, your memory bank is no longer overdrawn. This is wonderful.
What a relief.
Cousin, it's so good to have you back.
Well, it is good to be back.
Hey, I'm going to make you a nice strong cup of coffee.
I love strong coffee.
Well, I know you do.
Oh, boy, I must have taken quite a spill. For a minute there, I couldn't remember anything. Oh, she was born in Madison. You work at the Chronicle. Gargled the Moon River. It's all back. Boy, the human brain is one amazing little gizmo.
Sugar?
Who are you and why are you calling me Sugar?
Ha ha ha. lost it again.
Lost what? Who am I? Who are you? Is there some reason you're dressed like the Cisco Kid?
I'm trying to make a fashion statement. But quite clearly, it's wasted on you.
Well, I'm sorry if I insulted you, but I don't remember who I am. And I don't know if I ever will.
Now, Kostin, just don't worry. The doctor said that your memory might go away and come back a few times before you get it back for good. He said it happens all the time to people testifying before congressional committees.
I'm testifying before Congress?
No,
what have I done?
No,
what,
no,
what
just
did I
calm
do?
Down, calm down, calm down. Okay, now. Your name is Cousin Larry Appleton.
My name is Cousin Larry Appleton.
Come on, relax the jaw.
My name is Cousin Larry Appleton.
Hello, my name is Cousin Larry Appleton. How are you?
Fine.
Oh, okay. You were born in Madison, Wisconsin.
I work at the Chicago Chronicle, and I'm like... I was born in Madison, Wisconsin. I work at the Chronicle. And I even remember how many girls I asked to the senior prom. 12. And I remember how many turned me down. 13. One girl just came right up to me in the cafeteria and said, "Don't even think of asking me to the prom." A little unnecessary, don't you think?
Well, she might have had a good reason. Were you eating at the time?
I was merely using that story to illustrate the fact that I remember every detail of my life.
Well, that's good, Cousin. Do you remember that you're having dinner with Jennifer and her mother tonight?
Yes, I remember that I'm having dinner with Jennifer. Oh, my Lord! I have to have dinner with Jennifer's mother. What, Balky, she hated a heart surgeon. What am I going to do? My life is over.
Cousin, you're hysterical. Do you remember how I bring you out of this?
No, I'm fine.
All right, name?
Larry Appleton.
Place of birth?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Address?
I know where we live.
You're bluffing.
DeBalky, please, I am fine. I have had my memory for 4 solid hours now. So just please, you didn't have to drive me here.
Let me just check and see if your pupils are annihilated. Open wide. Nice and wide. Say ah. Give you a nice big ah.
Ah.
Okay, you need to depress the back of your stomach.
DeBalky, please. No, look, just don't tell Jennifer anything about my temporary memory loss. She'd only worry. So just please, don't tell her anything.
All right, I won't tell her anything. Let me just go see if they're here.
All right.
They're here.
Who are you?
Oh, God.
Who am I?
Oh, God, I got to get you out of here. Oh.
Larry, what are you doing out here? Mother's waiting to meet you.
Well. If she's anything like you, I would love to meet her.
Larry, what's going on here?
Jennifer, I hate to be the wearer of bad news, but Cousin Larry had an accident today. He fell down the stairs, he bonked his head, and then he lose his memory. And then it come back, but every time he needs it, it goes away again.
Larry, are you all right?
Well, I'm fine. Well, what do you say the two of us get out of here and get to know each other?
Larry, we do know each other. We're engaged.
You're going to marry me?
Yes. Balky, if Mother sees Larry in this condition, she'll never approve of me marrying him.
You're going to marry me?
Maybe. What am I going to tell Mother?
Well, you just tell her that Cousin Larry had an accident. He fell down the stairs, he bonked his head, he lost his memory, and now he don't know who he is from a hole in the ground. The truth always works.
Not this time. I used the amnesia excuse for one of my old boyfriends.
Well, wait a minute. We need your mother's approval?
Yes.
Well, we can make this work. I have a plan. Well, this could work. I'll just make small talk. And if your mother wants to know something about me, you and Balky can tell
her. Excuse me. Balky. My name is Balky.
Whatever. Listen, the point is we can make this work. It's worth a shot. Come on. All right. Now, remember, Blakely.
Balky.
Whatever. If I get stuck for a fact, you just jump right in and give me the answer. But don't make it obvious. You know, try to lead me to the right answer. You think you can handle that?
I'm the one with the fully functioning brain.
Guys, this is my mother, Catherine Lyons. Mother, this is Larry.
Hello.
I'm delighted to meet you.
Thank you.
And this is Balky, Larry's cousin.
Hello. Isn't that nice? He brought his cousin with him.
We go everywhere together. We're insufferable.
Jennifer has told me so much about you,
King of the Jungle. King of the Jungle.
Mrs. Tarzan.
No. Lyons. Mrs. Lyons.
Mrs. Lyons.
Cousin Larry would forget his own name if I hadn't sewn it into his underwear.
Balky's exaggerating, Mother.
Of course he's exaggerating. I have an excellent memory.
Hello. My name is Cousin Larry Adams.
Larry, stop joking. Mother will think you're not serious about marrying me.
Serious? Well, of course I'm serious. Who wouldn't want to marry a woman as lovely as Jessica?
Jennifer.
Jennifer. My dream is to make her Mrs. Cousin Larry Adams.
Why don't we order?
Good idea. Waiter, could we have some menus?
Yes, sir.
I hear the food here is very good.
Tell me, Larry, do you enjoy working for the paper?
And what paper would that be?
Cousin Larry loves working at the Chicago...
Stockyards.
You know very well that you work at the Chicago Chronicle.
How many years have you been there?
Would you care for an olive?
No, thanks.
Sweet gherkin?
Not really.
Try the baby corn. Take 3 ears. 3 ears. Take 3 ears.
3 years. Oh. 3 years. I worked at the Chronicle for 3 years. Waiter? Could we have some menus?
They're right here, sir.
Oh, well, that was fast. They know me here. Menu?
Is he always like this?
Mrs. Lyons, I know you're concerned that
Jennifer
marries happily. I just want you to know that I intend to devote the rest of my life to making
Jennifer
happy.
That's very reassuring. Now, why don't we all try and relax and have a wonderful dinner, hmm?
Well, I think that's a great idea.
Hello. My name is Cousin Larry Atleton.
Waiter, could we get some menus?
Have we met? Yeah, and I've worked at the Chronicle for 3 years.
Oh, cousin, it looks like you've got everything back.
Yeah, everything except what happened from when I fell down the stairs at the Chronicle to when Jennifer's mother stormed out of the restaurant. Jennifer, Mrs. Lyons.
Larry, I explained everything to Mother, and she understands.
You do?
Well, sort of. Jennifer told me about your temporary amnesia, and that seemed to explain most of your bizarre behavior. I mean, you seem pleasant enough. You have a decent job, and there's a certain desperation in your eyes that tells me you will never leave my daughter. Welcome to the family.
Thanks, Mom.
Call me Mrs. Lyons.
Good news. After Jennifer marries Cousin Larry, then you will be my aunt-in-law five times removed. My livestock will be your livestock.
Oh, my.
I'm so glad everything worked out. Well, we have to get Mother to the airport. Bye, Larry.
Jennifer, are you sure about this marriage?
I'm sure.
The foreign boy won't be living with you, will he?
Have we met?